a natural fucking position, yeah? Where the fuck am I meant to post my hands? Well, not my hands, my fucking defender's hands. His hands are here when he's gone to make a fucking block. How the fuck is he meant to, like, literally, like, where'd you put your hands when you're going to do a block, mate? Like, you're running to get the ball. You put your foot in the way.
Ange.
Who the fuck are you, Khan?
It's me, Jürgen. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not fucking talking to you, mate.
I don't care. Well, that's a bit Australian.
That was not fucking Jürgen Klopp. Who the fuck am I talking to?
Ha ha, boom. Yeah, shut up, Ange.
Why are you coming in when I'm fucking talking about the North London Derby, not your
Because we're playing you next week.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck about next week when I'm talking about the fucking
now. Well, you should do,
because I do. But I don't give a fuck about what
but
you
I
think.
Do.
Yeah, but I don't care what you do.
But I do, okay.
You're fucking Jürgen Klopp is shit, mate. Like, it's fucking, I'm actually Andrew, and you're fucking, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Haha, boom, he's back, come on.
Guys, can you please stop arguing right now?
Who the hell is this?
Like, I'm Todd Bowie, and I'm so upset.
What's
right
up, Todd?
Now.
What's up?
Because, will you shut the fuck, the Australian dude. Todd Bowie, no one gives a fuck if you're upset. But I'm really upset, man. Todd. It's really hard to go from Australian to the US.
It's a good effort.
Todd, but what I'm really upset because I spent like 1 billion big bucks.
Wow.
And I'm the Jura players.
Yeah, you fucking
and did. I'm just upset because we lost to the Astron villains. We lost to the West of the Hams. I didn't even know there was a West side of the Ham. And we also lost to I can't remember who we lost to, but we lost another game.
Everyone.
And Australian, dude. Yeah, but Todd Bowley, no one gives a shit because I was just talking about the referees, not fucking your team, and then Jürgen Klopp comes in and gives me fucking...
Okay, shut up.
Well, you fucking shut up.
You ready for next week? Are you ready for the weekend?
Mate, next week we're going to fucking do you, mate. Have you seen my fucking team? We've got the Australian fever.
You got Australian fever, what's that?
Well, Australian fever is Ange, but when the ball's fucking popping around, mate, and just having a great time, we're just making... Mate, did you see what we made Arsenal look like? Do you know what I mean?
You
made them look like kids, mate. Oh, Drew. You drew the fucking... No, that's not you. I was going to say you drew the bomber, but that's Todd. Hey, why are we talking about me right now? I just want to find something to buy to make my Chelsea Blues good again.
This group, okay, Todd Bowley, I think that we could sell you Jadon Sancho. I fucking hate him. He will not apologize to me.
He's shit.
This Jürgen Klopp is a massive, what do you say it in English?
Wanker.
Wanker. Fucking helmet. And the Jadon Sancho, I'm going to... Welcome back.
Yeah, that was...
I need a breather. Welcome everyone for me.
Questionable intro, but welcome back to the OG Boys podcast where, you know, we do impressions just like you heard and saw there.
I mean, can you call them impressions?
We attempt impressions, okay?
We give them a go, basically, to give you context. If you did not realise, that was Ange Postecoglou complaining about the referees in the North London Derby.
Correct.
Followed by...
Jürgen Klopp,
who...
Just insulting, not insulting, just being there for Ange randomly.
Ange Postecoglou, followed by Todd Bowley complaining about how shit Chelsea are. Mm-hmm. Followed by Erik ten Hag, who doesn't like Sancho. And what a tangent that is, my friends.
Now
we are coming into the podcast, and that's just a nice little teaser of what's going to come up. So where shall we start, Michael?
Let's start with the North London Derby.
The North London Derby.
That just went on 2-2.
2-2.
It's probably what a lot of people predicted before the game. Actually,
would you say so?
I thought Arsenal were going to dominate, didn't you?
I disagree massively. Yeah, I thought Arsenal were going to win like 3-4-0. I thought Tottenham would be too open.
That was your prediction last
podcast. The way Tottenham play, the Ange football might. I just thought it would be too open. They try and play. They wouldn't be able to because Arsenal were too good. But Arsenal just aren't looking like they were last year.
They can't
scraping through games.
Scraping, yeah, but they still managed to get a point. Or something
at home,
yeah,
in a North London derby.
Yeah, but you can't be, you know, performing against Madison and Son, mate.
Madison and Son, fucking hell, mate.
Fucking hell, mate.
Fucking how good, my boys, Madison and Son.
My boy,
mate. We used to have fucking. I don't know why I always do this when I'm doing impressions. When we used to have, Tottenham, the Spurs, the Hotham Tot Spurs, mate. They used to have, Harry Kane and Heung-min Son as the fucking phenomenal duo, mate.
Yeah.
Have you seen fucking James Maddison and Heung-min Son now, mate? Don't worry about Harry Kane, mate. Because James Maddison, fuck me.
Do you reckon
things like that bloke do to me?
Wait, you Ange still?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think Tottenham, Madison and Son will beat the, you know, the assist record.
Absolutely fucking not.
That's too much. They've
only just got together. Yeah,
but
just
not back, yet.
The connection is just...
It's there. You can see it.
Oh, they are just beautiful. Like, James Madison, what a player. Do you know what I mean? Give it one of those.
Oh, I like that. Because Saka did that in the game. Yeah. Didn't he, for a celebration.
Did you watch the entire game, yeah?
No, I did not. I'll be honest.
Didn't watch any of it?
What day was it on?
It was on Sunday.
I was 18 holes deep.
18 holes.
That sounds very. That sounds very.
What were you 18 holes deep in?
It's a golf. Not anything else. No dirty minds out there. I was actually playing golf.
Playing golf. So you didn't watch it.
So I watched the highlights. I saw the goals.
No, it was. To be fair, like I said, I'm credit to Spurs because Spurs were very good. I thought playing away at Arsenal. Arsenal been really good the last year. But I want out Arsenal because Arsenal are scraping through games. And the reason why I say this is because they scraped past Everton 1-0. Yeah. Beat United 3-1, but it, like I say, that could have gone either way in the last 5-10 minutes.
Agreed.
They drew at home to Fulham. Was it Fulham? Yeah, I think it was Fulham. They drew at home too. And then they've just drawn at home to Spurs. Last season, they don't do none of that. They
win all those games.
They win those games comfortably as well with a level of confidence. I just don't know what's going on, but I don't think they're going to be like what they were last year. I think the title contenders is Liverpool now. Like, it's not.
Yeah, Liverpool and City. Absolutely.
I think Arsenal are in a top four battle rather than a title challenge, in my opinion. I just don't think they've got, maybe whether it's a mentality thing or something, that City have the mentality and Jurgen Klopp has the mentality to. What do you reckon it is though?
Because last season they were there for the whole season and then just dropped
off. I think Arsenal are a confidence team. Arsenal, or even last year, they started well. They won their first like three or four games, whatever it was, or they just started really confidently. And when you win games, it breeds confidence. And when Arsenal don't get results, they're known for like bottling games after one bad result. They're known for having another bad result. And then it takes something like another game that they suddenly somehow play well, or they nick a result and then they come back and
then it slowly comes back. Yeah,
slowly come back.
That's
but
it's hard to say for someone like a. Someone like Chelsea.
Yeah, I was
it?
Just about to say, how are you feeling as a Chelsea fan? Wow.
No, I'm used to it now.
Used to it?
Yeah.
I saw a stat, right?
Oh, God, tell me.
In the last. We're recording this on a Tuesday, so this could get even worse.
Probably.
But on the last 35 games of the Premier League, Chelsea have averaged 0.8 points, right? And
0.8 points.
In like most of the last 20 Premier League seasons, that's the points that get you relegated.
Yeah, we're in a relegation form right now.
You've been in relegation
form. Yeah, I know.
Like,
we've got, what is it, like two wins in 23?
What's going wrong? Talk to me.
I think it stems deeper than the players, you know. As in, like, we've bought these young players. And you can't expect, obviously, these young players to be instantly, like, unbelievable. And also, we do not have...
But you weren't good last year, before you even spent...
That's what I mean. It's deeper than just the players. It's the backroom staff. It's everything going up to Todd. And so Todd...
Don't talk to me like that, man. Like, I've spent so much money.
That's not the only reason to make a team good.
No, but, like, what else can I spend my money on? Like I tried to, like, spend money and give Pacholo Cappuccino whatever he wanted.
Yes, you have it, yes.
But you're just fucking shit, mate.
It is not me.
Well, who is it?
It's you. It's up there.
But I'm not doing anything other than spending money. I want to buy... Can I buy us the Manchester Blues?
Well, if you can afford them, yes.
I want to buy the whole club.
The whole club.
They are winners. We're not winners.
Would you just take charge of them and leave us? Or would you have us?
No, I want them to be us.
So, okay, how does that work exactly?
We buy them.
Okay, I don't think you can do that exactly. But
why not?
Because it doesn't work like that. Money does not solve everything, as you can tell at Chelsea.
You want some more money to spend?
Yes, go on then.
No, but on a real, like... I think a lot of managers, like, what did Poch get when he came in? Like, what, 300 million?
Oh, what, to spend in the
summer?
Like,
in the summer. What did he... Like, I know maybe they weren't all his signings.
And they probably weren't... Most of them weren't his signings.
But still, imagine, like, any other manager. Say Ten Hag at Man United, or a Man United manager spends 300 million like Chelsea have done, and then they go on the form of Chelsea, right?
Yeah.
They get absolutely abused. Man United have started poorly anyway, right? And they're getting abused. Bear in mind, Chelsea have been even worse, and there's just not that much talk about it. It's really strange.
There's a lot of talk about it.
Compared to like United.
But is that because you follow United? You see them much more on your pages and stuff.
Yes, but no.
I could just say the same. I don't see that much about United.
Yeah, but no, but like every I say win or lose, we're in the news, mate, because we are the biggest side
in
England comfortably. Chelsea, I just don't know, mate. It's actually becoming embarrassing.
Yeah, I know it is.
Talk.
What are you going to say?
No,
I was going to say there's more than it's you forget about the 12 players we got injured. Jackson has just been suspended and all that stuff. Like we don't have a strike. We didn't have a striker base anyway because Jackson's not a starting striker.
Let's not complain about Jackson. No, but he's just played the whole game. He's suspended for the next
Yes, I know. But I'm saying after that, yeah. We don't even have him. We just had a Gusto banned three games.
Again, that's
a right back.
Personal issue. They're both, those two things are player mistakes.
Yes, but it's not just that, I don't think. It's not just player mistakes.
I just think personally, if I was going to assess Chelsea's problems, I do think it comes from the top. And I think Todd Boehly coming in, he's been moronic. Is that even a word?
Yeah. Moronic. Yeah.
Moronic.
He's a moron.
And
yeah,
he's basically
right.
Like, he's basically tried to fix everything with money without fixing, without structuring how the club should be run.
There's issues deep down. That is definitely...
Yeah, clearly. You don't buy that many players. He's treating them like... I don't know.
Actually, like business. He's not treating it like a...
Yeah, he's treating it like a business. You don't sign players on an 8-year contract. Like, 8-year contract isn't just feasible.
I don't know if his end goal is to have these young players and then in the next year, then.
But I don't get the 8-year project thing because, like if they're trash, how do you sell them on? Because they're on an 8-year contract.
It's taking the risk, I guess.
If they're good, yeah, then brilliant. But you've got so many of them. How do you.
It's a mess.
Do you know what? Talking about embarrassing and really just. Dickhead behaviour.
Yes.
Well, I was not talking about you. We could talk about
that. Let's say, where are you getting with this?
No,
where are we going?
Jadon Sancho.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
$300,000 a week.
Oh, he's a bowler.
And he's currently refusing to apologise to Erik ten Hag. And rumour has it, and there's been pictures of him, he's been playing Xbox until 3 a.m. in the morning whilst earning $300,000 a week just because he refuses to apologise to his manager. Thoughts?
He's probably spending a lot of FIFA points getting some good packs. That's my thoughts.
I
think that is ridiculous. Like, especially when, was it before you were playing Bayern? I think he was online.
Hey, basically, for context of people that don't know, basically, he got dropped from the squad for the time when we played Arsenal, right? I'm sure you'll know this now. If you're listening to a football podcast, you should know this. But he got dropped for the Arsenal game. Erik ten Hag afterwards said he wasn't training well enough. That's why he got dropped. Yeah. Jadon Sancho come out, basically saying he's been made a scapegoat. And Erik ten Hag basically was lying and he's in the room. So Erik ten Hag said, fuck you. And he's basically banned him from everything first team related. Yeah. He's not even allowed in the first team dining room.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, he's proper. Fucking...
He's going to go then.
Yes, Nick. I told him to listen.
Erik, do you reckon he will leave? Or do you want him to leave?
Do you want Jadon Sancho to leave?
Yeah.
Fucking...
Well, if he says sorry, is he allowed back in?
Well, he can say sorry, but it's taken him fucking 3 weeks to even think about saying sorry. He can fuck off the fucking... Bundesliga one fucking I can only be good in the Bundesliga. That's fucking embarrassing.
You know what? I kind of agree, but what does Ten Hag think about him playing till 3 a.m. on?
It's embarrassing.
Even during your match against Bayern Munich as well.
300k a week. He's a twat. My name's Jadon Sancho. I used to be good.
Like, okay.
Show you're good now.
Okay. On the other side, what if he's been banned from the training ground and the first team, what do you want him to do when he's at home then?
Apologise to me first and then I couldn't unban
him. So if
he
apologised and then was up till 3 a.m, would you?
I'd just fucking ban him again.
So the fact that he's just at home
I fucking hate him. No,
Erik ten Hag hates him.
He just is a bit of a wanker. He doesn't work hard in training. He's not even that good. I just don't like him.
You don't like him?
No. But I just think that, cause what would you do? Imagine, do you know what? If you're playing the game, right? Look at Jadon Sancho. If he's playing the game, right? Mm-hmm. 300k a week, refuses to apologise. Like, imagine, just for a couple of weeks, he's just CBA for football, mate. You know
let
mean?
It all like blow over.
It'll blow just over play. Eventually. Or I'll just get a move to Saudi.
Yeah. It's just wasted, isn't it?
Yeah, but does he care?
I hope he does.
Oh, it's a wrong attitude, but does he?
Oh, I mean... I hate it though, but he probably doesn't care.
Yeah, but do you hate it? Like, if it was you, would you do it? What would you do? If you were in Jadon Sancho's shoes, what would you do?
I would easily just talk. I'd talk to the gaffer behind the
would
media,
you apologize?
Behind the closed doors, and actually have a conversation because they're humans. They don't need to be like, oh, online or the social media shit.
Would you apologize?
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of it exactly.
He basically insinuated that Erik ten Hag was lying.
Yeah.
And calling him a
scapegoat. Maybe there's more to it than what the
I'm
media show you.
I'm not saying.
And I'm saying my point.
Would you apologise if you from what you've the facts and the stuff that you've got? Would you apologise, or would you be a stubborn little twat?
No, I talk to the gaffer behind closed doors.
But you wouldn't necessarily apologise.
Well, it depends on the scenario because it's media just turns.
But
everything.
Do you not think that because just the manager should just be in full control? So like even if,
they can be wrong.
Yeah, they might be wrong, but he's the manager, so you're never going to get back in that side if he's got the right discipline. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As in, sorry, you're never going to get back in the side. Even if you think the manager's wrong, do you not just take one on the chin and go, yeah, do you know what, actually?
No, because that's a poor manager if he doesn't think he's wrong, ever.
No, but it's not that he doesn't think he's wrong, ever. He just might have got this one wrong.
Okay, so then we need more information then.
Yeah, true.
On that,
you basically didn't give me an answer. Because if I'm Jadon Sancho, I'm not going to lie. One, I don't get into that situation in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
Two, you're on 300k a week, mate. Fucking grow up. Like, get over yourself. You fucking
hell. Yeah, but there's just more to it. There's going to be more.
Maybe there is more to it that we don't know, and then I'll change my view on it. But at the moment, Jadon Sancho looks like a massive helmet. He looks like a spoiled brat.
He's not looking good on the surface, but
Jadon Sancho, stop being a spoiled brat. I'll out you again like I did last week. Get your fucking head out your ass, mate. Stop playing fucking EA Play FIFA, whatever it's called, and fucking get back into my Man United team and start showing us what you did at Dortmund. You helmet.
One me.
Love you, really. Sorry. Yeah, play me on FIFA. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Time for a little bit of OG Boys competition, a little quiz. So what we're going to do, me versus Mikey, the OG Boys football quiz. Right? Mikey's going to be the scorer. The rules are very simple, aren't they, Mike?
No, they're so simple.
1v1. We've got 10 questions, right? These questions have been pre-prepared from me to you. 10 questions about football. Anything? Have you got anything in particular, or have you just got anything football?
I've got a few questions with the Premier League and its history and that kind of vibe. Ooh. What about you?
I've just whatever, really. Something to do with football. It doesn't matter. There has been no rules. The rules for me and Mike have been, you can just 10 questions about football. But how we're going to do this quiz, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a question, then Mikey's going to ask a question. It's going to go back and forward like that. The loser gets a massive neck slap with no rules on how hard it can be. Deal?
No.
Don't be a bottle job. Yeah?
Not how hard.
Yeah, it's got to be hard.
No, fuck it, because I'm going
to
beat you.
Yeah, by the way, Mikey's football knowledge compared to mine, it's like Man City to Chelsea. Do you know what I mean? It is like that.
So fucking close.
So very, who wants to start? Close. Should we rock, paper, scissors it?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, fuck, so you... Fuck. No, no. I'm going to let you start.
Wait, me asking
I'm going to answer first. So okay. Play along at home. If you're listening, watching, play along at home. See if you've got better football knowledge than us. Can you beat the OG Boys in football knowledge? You might be able to beat Mikey, but you will not beat me in football knowledge. I will be disappointed if I don't get at least 8 out of 10 correct.
You need to chill out because you don't know what these questions are at all. And I'll be impressed if you do.
Okay, go on first. Right. Question number... What's that? You need like a really intense spotlight. Question number one.
Yeah. All right. Question number one. At 26 years old, how many titles has Kingsley Coman won?
Fuck off.
What?
And you're not even giving me like an ABC?
No.
Are you joking? Do I get to a nearest number or something?
Nope.
Just how many... That bloke wins a title every year, so then and he wins like trophies every year. He's played like every
title,
big club.
As in league titles.
So you're not talking about all the cups.
How many league titles has Kingsley Coman won at the age of 26?
You've got to be more specific.
I literally said, how many league titles?
26 years old.
At the age of 26.
He won one. He won early. He won like every year. Kingsley Coman, 26. If he wins one a year from 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26... I'm going to go with 11.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, I don't know, because the way he looked at me.
He's got to do it. He said it.
So we've got to make that rule clear. We're sticking with that first
one. Yeah, 11. The first one, yeah. So, incorrect.
Fuck off, how many?
12.
No, how? How? He's only 26. 16, 17, 18,
yeah, but
you
could have done it when he was like 15 and a...
21, 22, 23,
he's in the club. He's part of the team.
26. No, I'm not having that. I'm going to have to double check you after.
Oh, here we go. He gets it wrong and he can't accept
all right,
it.
All right. Your question. Ryan Giggs.
Oh, fuck.
Has the most Premier League assists in history.
Yes.
But who has the second most? I was going to give you four options, but because you didn't for me, you can...
Because I thought you'd know that. Right, you were close. Oh, so you're going to play to...
Good luck.
Okay, so who's second?
Who's second most in history of the most assists in the Premier League of all time?
David Silva.
No.
I don't know then.
So we are currently 0-0.
Who was it?
It was Cesc Fabregas.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one.
Yeah, well, cheers. That's
another Spanish midfielder.
No, it's because he's Spanish. You get no points. Nil point. Yeah, zero. Zero points.
Okay.
Question number two.
Oh, I'm going to be very harsh now because you're like, very harsh. All right.
Well, then hurry up.
You may have seen this in social media recently. Social media.
Turn your phone, because I don't want to cheat.
Well, don't look at my phone then.
Don't put it in my face.
Camera, is it in his face?
No, but like, no. You can see it on the diags. I don't want to.
Oh, I can see yours. I'm not looking at
no,
it.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Right, let's go here then.
Anyway,
go.
To the nearest 10,000, mm-hmm. How many pizzas have Domino's delivered since Chelsea scored their last goal?
You're such a helmet, mate. The nearest 10,000, even if I saw the number.
That's why I did nearest 10,000. Stop complaining about my questions because
you
don't know them.
You bang out of order.
This is what he does, by the way, guys. If he doesn't know it, he's like, oh, you should give me easier questions.
697,000.
Oh!
So I'm going to go, the nearest 10,000 would be 690,000.
That's close. No, it's not. 852,000.
It's not that close then, is it?
That's why I joked about it.
Oh, if we've been serious, that's
no.
200K off, mate.
Fucking idiot.
By the way, when you, so you, this guy, we go, oh, let's do a football quiz. And he goes,
that is,
how many pizzas have Domino's delivered?
Okay, can I get, this is what he always does when he can't get these questions right. He always just tries to defend himself in any way.
Just who has the most clean sheets?
Wait. Okay, go on.
Who has the most clean sheets in Premier League history?
History? Oh, shit.
Come on.
Petr Cech.
Frank Lampard.
Right, just give me the real answer.
Frank Lampard. I swear on my life.
Who has
Frank
the Lampard. Most clean sheets?
Yeah, Frank Lampard. He's played in the most games where his team's not conceded a goal.
Oh my God, you got to be more specific with that. See, look.
The question's
that
question.
Is absolute bollocks.
That's what it said on the FPL website. I went on
That's
clean sheets.
That's a half a point. If it is actually Petr Cech as the actual goalkeeper with clean sheets.
I went on the website.
So you got Frank Lampard. Listen to this. He said Frank Lampard's got the most clean sheets in Premier League.
He
Frank
does.
Lampard's a midfielder.
Google it.
Oh my God, that is the most
Google
bullshit
it.
Answer.
Google it.
This is going to be zero all
no,
across.
How many questions have we done? Three, no, two each.
Two each.
Right, question number three.
I can't believe. Anyway, can you name the six teams to never be relegated from the Premier League?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, he's got good bone knowledge.
Six?
Yes.
Okay, Everton.
But we have to get all of them right to get a point.
Everton, Man United, Liverpool. Everton, Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal. Okay, Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal.
Where's the time?
Tottenham.
Where's the timer coming in?
And the last one, were Chelsea the one? I feel like Chelsea might have not been in the league. Chelsea.
So who you said? Just go through them all again.
Everton, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man United.
That's impressive.
That's what I do.
That
sorry
is good
for the listeners. That was probably
that was the loudest thing I've ever heard.
That's
in my
what
life.
I do.
Sorry, Lara. Sorry, Lara.
One, but give me a point. Oh, that actually hurt my chest. Yeah, sorry, yeah, sorry, Lara. Our director's like gonna ears are gonna be popped. Like, right. My question.
Yeah.
Who? You're not gonna like this one. Who has hit the woodwork the most in Premier League history?
Fucking hell, who knows that?
Clearly not you.
Obvious, no one does. If any of you know this instantly. Who's in the woodwork? Timo Werner. Wait, he always hit it when he was at Chelsea.
Robin Van Persie.
Oh, great.
So how many points you got?
1-0. I should have one.
How many points have I got?
Can we actually check if Petr Cech's got it? Because that's bollocks if he has.
Maybe. No. It was on the website, so here's what it is. Go on, next question. Stop making excuses. You just said to me, oh, he makes excuses.
A valid excuse. Mm. All right. How many different teams have played in the Premier League?
Sorry?
Like the number of teams, like 20, 30 teams. How many different teams?
To the nearest...
Give me. I'm being strict now.
No, to the nearest.
Oi, I'm being fucking strict. If you're not giving me Frank, you give me fucking Frank Lampard as
to
a clean
nearest,
sheet.
To the nearest. Come on.
No.
Gosh, to the nearest.
No. You're not giving me that. Petr Cech. If it's right, I'm gonna be fuming.
To the nearest. How many teams? Can I have to the nearest? Like.
No. Nope. You started this, so no.
34.
Oh no.
How much?
50.
Oh, then why did you all like I got it close?
Just to piss you right off.
What are you going to write down? What are you going to write down that I didn't get the question
Chaz
right?
Chaz is a twat.
Oh, okay, brilliant. What goalkeeper punched the ball away the most in Premier League history?
Is there nearest there?
No. I don't know. Number.
Oh, yeah, it's
is
not
a name.
Number.
Oh, yeah, it's nearest if you
what
call him
goalkeeper?
Steve or
fucking hell.
Who do you think's got a good punch on him?
I don't look at Kim and go, cracking punch that, cracking punch.
Well, who do you think would punch the ball away the most in the history of the Premier League? It's not hard.
De Gea.
It's very hard. De Gea was no.
Exactly.
Joe Hart. Unlucky, mate.
Great.
Nil point. Your okay. question.
This is fucking dog shit.
Mikey's doing really well, guys.
You got one.
One more than you.
I should have one. Right, name the two teams with the most clean sheets this season.
So far this season?
Yeah.
Man City?
That's one. And name the second one.
Man City.
There's got to be a time limit and as well, by the way. I know it's only just started this question.
Aston Villa.
No.
Fuck off. Who is it?
Fulham.
How many Fulhams?
Just what the website said. Just what the website said.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut up. Right.
Imitation is the best form of flattery, mate. Anyway.
Is it?
Apart from Cristiano Sui Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, mm-hmm. I think you should get this one right.
I don't think
who
I will.
Who is the all-time top goal scorer in the Champions League? Do you want me to repeat that? Apart from...
Shit, I'm so bad.
Apart from Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, who is the all-time top goal scorer in the Champions League?
Oh, it should be a timer.
Benzema.
It should be a timer.
Benzema, I don't know. Is it Benzema?
No. I'm lucky, mate.
Who is it?
Robert Lewandowski.
Oh, fuck.
Robert Lewandowski.
I hate myself.
How many points you got?
And next question. Oh, this can be difficult. Actually, you might know this.
I will.
Honestly, the viewers, see how cocky and confident he is.
It's a joke. I'm playing.
No, he's not. It's not a joke. Who are the only team to hold the Champions League and the Europa League at the same time?
Chelsea.
All right. How many days do they hold it for?
No, you can't.
All right, that's in my answer. You that's can't. In my answer.
You can't.
That's in my answer.
No, I'm not having that. That's bollocks.
Who knows that? I didn't even know that.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Do you know why I know that? Because when I was making the questions, I saw it.
See, it's bollocks. So, I had Petr Cech's clean sheets. I'm sure that's right.
Put my thing down.
If it's you Frank give me Petr Cech.
It's Frank Lampard.
A centre mid has not got clean sheets. It's the of FPL. Do they get clean sheet points?
You could have asked. You could have said, is it a goalkeeper? Is it defender? Is it midfielder? I might have helped you.
So what was your answer on that? Is it just Frank Lampard?
It's Frank Lampard.
Great. Some horse shit.
So you're a Chelsea fan and you're not, obviously you don't proclaim to know loads, but you proclaim to know.
I don't care that much. You clearly care too much.
You're a good Chelsea fan. Like you're the boy. You're wearing a Chelsea top with Mount on the back, by the way. Just want to let everyone else know.
That's one.
One of your legends, Didier Drogba.
Yeah.
Is a legend for Chelsea, correct?
Yes, he is.
Who did Didier Drogba sign from to Chelsea? I didn't fact check this. I hope I got this right.
I know it's a French club.
I'm not saying whether it is or isn't.
Marseille. Is it Marseille?
Yeah,
it is. Yes!
Your first. I need to fact check that really quickly. Go on, ask your question.
Why? What do you mean fact check?
Because I think it's
Can
Marseille.
Can you fact check the fucking clean sheets one as well while you're at it?
No.
Okay. Oh, by the way, if I lose to that, I'm not getting the next lap.
No, you are.
No. No, no, no. I'm saying it right
do
now.
Your question. No, you are. That's
no,
the rules.
No, I'm saying it right now.
All right. I'm just double checking that.
This is a double in one because it's related to yellow cards.
Yeah.
Name the team that's received the least amount of yellow cards this season and the most this season.
What? No, you can't do two questions in one.
Yes, I can. It's a yellow card question. So the most and the
most
least.
Most yellow cards is...
This season, the Premier League.
The least is... Who's like the puttiest team? Like who's like just really good and like... The least yellow cards will be someone like, oh, fucking hell. It's just a shot in the dark, isn't it? Like,
give me Petr Cech and then maybe.
The most is, I'm going to go with the most be Arsenal. No, that's a lie. Tottenham.
The most being Tottenham.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the least?
And then the least is going to be, Fulham.
Incorrect.
What was it?
So, the least was Arsenal. The most was Notts Forest.
Right.
Unlucky, mate.
Really brilliant.
Unlucky.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You're an absolute helmet.
Give me Petr Cech if it's right.
Next question. In the 2022-2023 Premier League season.
Last season.
Correct.
I'm just making sure.
This is another Chelsea question, so you should get this correct.
Fuck.
How many managers did Chelsea have?
Four.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And you're going to name them because that's what you did to me. You added in something.
No, you didn't say that before. Next question.
No. Name them.
Okay, so Tuchel, Graham Potter, Bruno.
Bruno.
You didn't say, you just said name and Bruno, and then...
Wow, I'm actually impressed. I didn't think you get that. Because, I mean, it is an easy question, but I didn't think you get it. Two all?
It is, but two all. How many questions have we got left?
With two with three questions left. Go on, go. Question number 8.
Oh, I can't remember which one I've done.
Nerve. Have you not put them in order?
No, I've just been doing randomly.
Oh, he's such a...
Shut up.
Like, what is he doing? Just put them in order.
You might know this.
I will know.
Name the 3 players to score in every minute of a game.
Suarez, Ibra, Ronaldo.
Nice.
That is outrageous knowledge from me. Just like...
You probably saw it, didn't you, when you were looking?
I just know shit about football,
mate. I did just say before, you probably might know this.
Oh, I'm not actually this arrogant. I'm just a betrayer.
No, he is.
Okay, thank you. If a player has a free kick, right? And they shoot the ball into their own goal without it touching anybody else, what happens? So I'm going to repeat that. If a player has a free kick and they shoot the ball into their own goal, what happens? So it doesn't touch anyone.
Corner to the other team.
How the fuck did you get that?
Guessing.
A corner is given to the opposing team. How? You just guess.
I have heard of that before, that one.
Fuck.
So sometimes you
know that. Free. Free.
I should be winning if
go.
That petty check is right, by the way, and I'm fuming. You turd.
Go on. Question number 9.
What current Premier League manager did David Beckham play with in his career? Current Premier League manager.
Oh my God.
There's got to be a time limit on
Roy Hodgson.
Incorrect. David Moyes. It was like at some Preston or something, maybe.
Oh, I thought you meant him being the manager of him.
No, unlucky. You didn't
oh,
listen
like
to the
play
question.
With, like actually be in the same team.
So I said, what current Premier League manager did David Beckham play with in his career?
Oh, I thought you meant like...
Not play for.
No, that's not
play
fair.
With. It is.
No, that's
you,
not.
You didn't hear correctly. It's all right.
Fuck.
You're
okay,
going.
Okay, who is currently the highest paid football manager in the world? Question number 9. Who is the highest paid football manager in the world?
Steven Gerrard.
That's a terrible shout.
Why? Is it Saudi?
Yeah, but that's harsh.
How is that harsh?
Diego Simeone.
Is he actually? Mm-hmm.
Atletico paid him loads to keep him for a long term.
I thought so.
3-all with 1 question to go.
Where is that question?
Oh, here he goes. He's so...
Okay, yeah. All right. Unlucky. To the nearest 10, how many yellow cards have been issued in this Premier League season?
What is the point of this? My question, I'm changing my last question because my last question is way too easy.
If he starts, if he doesn't know the thing, he changes everything.
My last question is it a quote from the OG Boys or a footballer? So it's like it's a guess.
Okay, it's not my fault.
I'm
you don't know
it
anyway. He's so petty. Like,
I'm changing it.
He can't.
Clear is 10.
And I still don't get the point for the other one.
There's been 6 games. Has it been 6 games or has it been 7? There's an average of like 3 a game.
Just don't overthink it. That's all I'd say.
21.
Just don't overthink it.
Every team. So hold on. 7. My brain needs to think. Hold on. Just shut. Just 3. So if there's 3. If there's an average of 3 yellow cards per game, there's 20 games a week. 60. Then times it by.
It's got to be a time limit.
60. 380.
Ooh. No. 250.
Such a fucking hell.
Go on, change your question because you can't help that.
No, but
it's a two
option question.
Okay.
So but my question was going to be, was this a quote from the OG Boys or a footballer? And obviously that's just too easy compared to what shit you've given me.
Are you
joking?
So
I'm going to pull a question out my ass right now.
This is what he does. He can't play the game. He has to change
it to win. Because
no.
You have to look at...
You are literally changing
it
to not lose. You're literally changing it to not lose.
It's not about not losing. It's about...
Not winning. You're not winning.
So you want me to do this question?
Yeah, you. Why not? I've given you some easy questions.
What was the easy question that you gave me?
The Kingsley Coman one. Everyone knows that. Anyway, just go. Come on. I should have the Petr Cech one, and I'm not fucking complaining.
I'm trying to think of another question because I'm really angry. I don't want to.
Why are you doing that? I'm going to fact check who's got the most clean sheets.
Let's cut the podcast for a sec and let me get a question. Okay?
Beep. Beep.
We're back. We just did a clever cut there whilst I cheated. Mikey claimed I cheated. And we've got a new question because... Well, let me see. We'll see afterwards if you would have got it right. So, which player did David Moyes sign 4 times?
Four times. Who's he managed?
Dun, 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 dun.
Four dun, times. No, I'm not having this. You took long. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun,
four times.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know who he's played, who he's managed.
Just guess. You're not going to get it. You got our answer, mate.
Oh, my God. I'm actually thinking of someone.
For the audios, I'll go. No,
I'm sorry.
Mike
this is actually.
There staring
this is
into
a big question.
Air.
This is a big question.
And if he gets this right, he wins. And I get a next lap.
Oh, no. Fuck.
There's got to be a bloody time limit, mate.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll pass.
You're going to pass?
Yeah.
Stephen Pena.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. And let's see if you would have got the other question correct quickly.
Correct.
Will I say? Correct.
Quickly. Carry on.
Was this a quote from the OG Boys or a footballer? He's a fantastic footballer when he isn't drunk.
Oh, footballer.
Correct. It was Brian Laudrup talking about Gazza.
Getting so
but
I win.
But he would have won. But
he changed the question.
It's 3-0 and we're going to have to go to sudden death. So again, we're going to have to...
No, can I just say...
No, we're going to have to go to sudden death, mate. It's 3-3. It's gone to extra time.
Sorry, if this was the other way around, you'd be crying that you'd won.
I'd let you carry on, you know I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Mate, we're going to have to cut to get questions for sudden death. One each, yeah? Deal?
Beep, beep.
Okay, we're back. Sudden death. We've had a little VAR intervention. So Mikey's question on yellow cards that he said Tottenham, was it joint? Tottenham didn't
joint
have those.
Now.
So they were joint most yellow cards for one of your questions.
Yeah.
So... Your question was, who's had the most yellow cards, who's had the least? Yeah. And I said Tottenham were the most, and I did get that correct.
Yeah.
And you're refusing to give me half a point, correct?
Because you're not giving me for clean sheets.
Because Peter Cech has not got the most clean sheets in the Premier League.
We're talking about goalkeepers.
No, I wasn't.
You should have specified.
My question didn't,
you should have specified.
No, my question didn't say goal.
No, so anyway, you bat me.
We have a sudden death question.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? What is the question, please?
So.
Here we go. I'll repeat it so they can hear, but go on. Yep. Oh, no. Okay, David De Gea has played the most minutes in the Premier League. How many minutes is that? So we're going to go...
How close are we going?
Should we just go who gets the closest wins? Okay, who gets the closest wins? Do you want to go first?
No.
I think we need to do rock, paper, scissors, who goes first. Okay, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
So Mikey won the rock, paper, scissors.
You go first.
I will go first. How many minutes has David De Gea played?
Oh, fuck! You got to guess. This is the guess.
David De Gea has played approximately 90 minutes in a game. He's played like 400 games for us. I'm going to say, I reckon he's played like 400 games for United. That's in the Premier League, right? I'm trying to work
just
out.
Just fucking spit it out.
100 times 400 is 400,000 minutes.
Bloody hell, this is sorry, guys.
What's the question again? How many minutes?
Minutes
has he
played? Just spit,
I'm
a question,
say
spit an answer out.
456,000 minutes. Is that way too much? No.
Well, that's your answer. That's your answer.
No, wait. 100 times.
Oh, my God.
Wait. 100 times by.
Can we just time it?
What's 100 times by 500?
I'm not saying.
100 times by 500.
Sorry, guys. Intermission.
100 times by 5 is 500. So times by 50 would be 1,000. Would be 5,000, 50,000. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I'm going to say...
There's a time limit,
surely. I'm going to say 100... No, 400. I'll just stick with it. 450,000.
I'm going to go 70,000.
Okay. What is the answer?
37,200.
Yes!
Fuck!
That can't be right. My maths is so bad.
Oh,
then.
Thank you.
So you've won. Mikey has officially won the OG Boys quiz 4-3. Well, it's so not fair, mate. That is bollocks.
I could argue my side as well.
That is absolute bollocks. So just to confirm, De Gea has played how many minutes, sorry?
37,289.
Thank you. 37,289 minutes. Mikey, guess what? 70,000.
70,
I guess 450,000. I'm a fucking idiot. I was trying to work out 90 minutes times by a certain amount, how many times he played for us. Let's get this bloody next lap out of the way for the audio.
And can we, you remember at the start you went, hardest possible next lap.
For the audio listeners.
I'll put the mic next to you.
Put the mic next to you. And if you want to see it, you need to watch it on the YouTube. But where
right.
I go
lean
here.
Down as much as possible. Where are you going there?
There. I think
which one? Which one are you going for?
Camera free. All right. Fuck, this is going to hurt so much.
Oh, shit. You ready?
No, hold on, wait. When are you going? Are you going to count down?
No.
Hey, stop. You just have to do it. Stop standing behind me. This sounds looks dodgy, man. Stand there. Stand to the side of me.
Why do you go in?
Just.
You ready?
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Cheers, guys.
When he says hard, holy fuck. Oh, my God.
Thanks for watching this segment.
Oh. How to fix Chelsea. Mikey, talk to me. Where do we even start?
Where do we start? You know what? I think it's a deeper problem.
Yeah.
Much deeper problem. Because I go initially from, you know, strikers at Chelsea. Since Didier Drogba, there's probably been about one. Diego Costa, arguably, been a good striker at Chelsea.
He's class.
Yeah. And then all the rest. He had Diego Costa's personality was a mental, wasn't he?
Yeah,
everyone else,
yeah.
Clearly there's something. I think something at the club that makes these strikers, like, the confidence lacks, the mentality lacks. And I think that then also goes for all the other players.
So what would you do? Firstly, you could sign any striker in the world to play at Chelsea right this moment. Who'd you sign?
Right this moment? Any striker?
That's what I said.
Okay. I was gonna say Jackson, but you know he's already here.
You'd signed.
I'm joking. But do you go like Harry Kane?
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm asking. You could sign anyone in the world. You would.
I think Harry Kane.
He'd change your team.
Harry Kane definitely would, because he'd just drop in and just. The thing is, like him.
What do you think the problem is though? With all these strikers, why are all these strikers going to Chelsea and being?
I think it's something at the training ground. Something deep.
The what?
I don't know, because how can you say what it is? But there's something there that you need to study, kind of change. Maybe it's the staff. Maybe it's the way they train. And the fact that we're getting a load of injuries recently as well. There's something in the rehabilitation I've heard.
So you think it's some sort of morale thing?
Not exactly, but it could stem to that.
But it's like a confidence thing for a striker at Chelsea. Something's making their confidence low.
Yeah, shit. And it's like every striker. Because like Werner, Torres,
and
then they leave.
Jackson so far.
Yeah. So Werner leaves. He does all right where he goes. Lukaku's now banged in some goals for Roma.
So my question, what would you do to improve the Chelsea striker's confidence? Like, so a new striker comes in, you think, oh, he's going to fail like every other striker. What do you do to make him better?
Well, as someone at Chelsea, what can I do?
I
sent him a message, like, you got this, babes.
You can go in, you can do Chelsea.
I would go in and understand the atmosphere in the training ground and see what is it good? Is it, as the manager, is it the ownership that Todd Bowley coming in, is he the one that's causing
You're now the owner. So you can do what you want.
I could completely change. I wouldn't change the staff. I'd probably just be a bit more like, maybe get a therapist or something.
You can do it.
If they don't already have a psychologist or something that, you know, helps them.
Well, but they already have a psychologist.
That's what I'm saying, if they don't.
No, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, but if they don't, understand more about it. Because I'm not there, so I'm, these are all like hypothetical stuff.
I think you should get them to do more team activities, morale things. Like, take them out, take them sightseeing, get the boys loving each other, get the striker loving the winger.
Is that how...
The way to fix Chelsea is team morale, right? Let's take them out. Let's take them to tourist activities. Imagine Todd Bowley on a tourist activity. Oh my God, it's Big Ben!
Yeah, I don't know where...
So basically, what I've, from my experience as a long-time footballer, yeah, retired about 18, I'll say, yeah. But I've done well before that, yeah. I found that you played best when you got on with your teammates very well, yeah? So let's take the Chelsea team out on a couple of different events. Let's take them to the aquarium. Let's take them shopping together. Let's get FIFA tournaments going. Let's do something a little bit intimate.
Yeah.
Not me and you, like the Chelsea players. Okay. Maybe a few, like, I don't know, what can get them...
You want them to bond.
Bond, but so much that they're so friendly with each other. They're overly friendly with each other.
Overly friendly? Ooh, there'd be... Could do an escape room.
Escape? No, I mean more like intimate.
So what, like, maybe they like then? Give me an example of you. If you...
I don't really have one. Okay, but the problem is, great. I think to improve team morale, you need to get so comfortable in each other's skin.
Yeah, but how do you know that's not the case there?
No, that's what I do, because I don't think it is. I can sense it.
See, yeah, I do get you, but I don't.
So if Chelsea got Fulham this weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Who, like, You've got to fix Chelsea for Fulham this weekend, right? What do you do? What do you change the line? What are you doing? You've got all control. Don't ask any questions. You've got all control.
Right.
You can do anything you want.
I'd give a really motivational, you know, pre-match team talk.
Give us it.
As Pochettino or
no,
myself.
No, as you.
I'd say, guys, fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Just go there. Have some fun. Mm-hmm. You know, bond as Chaz says. Bond on the pitch. Get intimate on the pitch. You know,
so to make Chelsea beat Fulham, you'd say...
Get intimate on the
guys,
pitch.
Guys, get intimate on the pitch and do what Chaz says.
Yeah, exactly.
Am I your assistant coach or something?
No, you just said about that. Because apparently intimacy is the way to succeed. No, is Man City that intimate?
I don't know, but maybe intimacy is not the correct word I'm looking for. It's like just being so weird and comfortable with each other.
But
I feel like if you can be so weird around someone...
No, I completely agree.
You're comfortable with them and you can do things together.
But then is that why...
Like a team bonding exercise that involves a lot of like... touching.
I mean, Southgate, he does that in England. He makes the squad, you know, bond quite a bit.
That's, how does he do it?
The relationships. I think it is like games and stuff. In you see the videos on YouTube, the training exercises. They're actually quite
funny.
Yeah,
little like games in that. But like, I want something a bit. Yeah.
Maybe it's too serious at Chelsea, and maybe they're not.
Maybe they're too
serious, and they think if they fuck up, and then it plays on them so much.
So
that they actually.
What would your starting lineup be this weekend if you could pick? Like, forget. If you could. Pick
any injuries or anything? Is there injuries?
No. If you could pick Chelsea starting lineup for this weekend against Fulham, you want to change it. You want to change what's going on. You want to get a result. What do you do?
Okay, so we got Sanchez in goal because we don't really have fucking anyone else. Thiago Silva because he's just a beast.
What formation are we playing?
4-2-3-1.
Okay.
Okay. So Sanchez at the back. Thiago Silva, Badiashile maybe if he's fit because he's injured.
You can pick him, yeah.
And then Chilwell, Reece James because they're just
yeah.
That's a strong back
so
line.
So going back four, yeah?
Yeah. For Enzo and Caicedo.
Mm-hmm. And then, two holdings.
Yeah, two holdings. And then Sterling's in good form. You know what? I'll give Palmer a go in the middle. Oh, no, Nkunku.
Right, 10.
Yeah.
And then Sterling on the right.
And maybe Sterling right, but then on the wing. You know what? I back Modric. I think he just needs... I think he needs confidence.
And then
so
who up front?
I think he lacks it. We don't really have anyone apart from Jackson, so it's going to have to be him. They just need confidence. They lack the confidence.
I get what you're doing there and saying that lineup, but it's just the same as like what they probably like.
It's not exactly the
like,
same.
It pretty
injuries.
Much is. If their players were fit, that's probably what they'd do something similar
there's
to.
There's a lot more. There's so many new players. I'm probably forgetting
still,
a few.
And I still think that you're going to struggle.
Yeah, but it's not. Whoever we put out, it's not. That's not the reason we're losing. It's something deeper.
Well, the reason why we're speaking about this is obviously Mikey's a Chelsea fan. I'm a Man
and
United
we're
fan.
Shit,
and
yeah.
We're going to move on to Man United now. How to fix Man United. Personally, I don't think too much needs to be fixed at the moment. I think it's been a little bit over-exaggerated.
I disagree.
Why?
Because it seems like it's a mess there. Everything, there's always an article or something just every week. There's something new going on at the club and it's just something from the owners down. It's just something's wrong there.
So how do I fix that mess? You're going to ask me. You're going to interview me, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you exactly how I'd fix that mess.
Yeah.
Go on.
How are you going to fix that mess? Is that the question you want?
No. How are you going to fix the mess at Man United?
Well, where do you think? What's the mess?
The mess at the start is the Glazers. So the Glazers are two morons. Well, not two. Well, there's actually a Glazer family who runs a club, but they're two morons that basically are the ones that are most linked. Joel and Avram. They don't know anything about football properly. They probably know less than we do about football. Like, obviously, we know quite a fair bit, but they know less than us. They come down, as rumour has it, that they make final decisions and everything, so they can fuck off. And then I would get new owners in. I'd have to, like I say, just the people that can afford to buy the club. If I could choose, it'd just be whoever can afford it, basically. But they have to. We're not buying. You're not buying the club off a loan. We're not doing any like that. They have to buy the club outright. Like, have the money to buy it, clear the debt, get it started, and then restructure the whole club downwards. So bring in technical directors, nab them from Brighton. Do whatever you can. Like literally, look at Brighton's structure, their model. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, Man United want players that are already good, already really like ready to be good. But look at Brighton's structure, look how it's working. Man United have tried that, that's not working. So let's bring in players that, yes, they're already good, but let's also bring in players with that, like Brighton do, that can grow into and be really good
then
players.
Then how do you know they're going to be good players?
That's what you do. Well, Brighton clearly seems to be doing something right. So you nab, like, Man United, you're the most powerful club in the world. Like, you are arguably, like, you nab.
You should be able to
get
those players.
You nab the people at the top jobs. It's like the transfers. You try and buy the best players, so you buy the best people to surround the club. But anyway, the main thing is the Glazers. Get the Glazers out of my club, and we can sort everything out.
So then that will sort out. You're thinking from there.
If you restructure the club from the top down, it's like any job you work in.
I don't think that agrees because it hasn't. It didn't at Chelsea. It made it worse.
Because you brought in a moron.
Well, arguably, my opinion.
Like, I mean, we've gone over Tomboli load, but and yeah, I just think, like I say, we're playing Palace this weekend. I think we've got a few more players fit. I don't think it's as bad as people think. We've had a load of injuries. We're not quite like you, where you've got 35 players.
Yeah, we got a
that,
lot
that are good. Like, if we can play this weekend, Onana, Wan-Bissaka, obviously Wan-Bissaka's injured, but if we could play Onana, Wan-Bissaka, Varane, Martinez, Shaw, Casemiro, Amrabat, Bruno, Rashford, we'll have to play Garnacho, and then up front Hoyland. If we can play that, bear in mind obviously we've got some right wingers that we can't play and things like that. Like,
is that not the squad you've been playing?
No.
Who have you been
Luke Shaw's been injured. Wan-Bissaka's now injured. Lissandra Martinez has been injured. Varane's been injured. Amrabat's been injured. Our right wingers are obviously wherever. Or Hoyland's been injured. The only people that have been playing like every game is Onana, Rashford, and Bruno, pretty much, and Casemiro. Yeah. But Casemiro, for some reason, has this year just looked like he's aged about 85 years.
It's very
true. Don't be harsh. He's trying his best.
Yeah, but then for going back to kind of Chelsea, like, how long do you give, like, even the manager or everything like that? How long do you give these teams to then
change? Like, do you think the problem at Chelsea is the top? So do you think, like, even if you got rid of, like, just say, because Poch has obviously started pretty crap. Yeah. So even just say you had, for example, Pep right now, do you think Pep would do right at Chelsea? So if you had Pep right now at Chelsea, would he be able to fix the issues?
Oh, I reckon he'd do a much better job than Pochettino. It's hard to say until it happens, but I think he'd do.
I was asking what your opinion is.
And I'm just saying my opinion. Yeah, I think it'd do a much better job, but if it's from the top down like you, I don't think he did the same job at Man United and Chelsea as he did at City, because they gave him just like
City structure.
Maybe
good.
Chelsea a bit more, because it just seems to be fuck it, take the money and just
take the money.
Do
maybe
whatever.
He would buy better players. Anyway, let's. That's a little bit of a serious segment. A little bit more of a how to fix our club's problems. Do you think Chelsea will be fixed by the end of this season, or do you think you're going to have another really stinky season?
Oh, it's going to be stinky. I said this last season. Oh, next season will be great.
Where do you think you're going to come in the league next year? Now it's all
at the end of this season.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm being nice to myself, but ninth.
I think it'd be tenth and below again.
Yeah, we were 12th last year, so anything up's great.
Progress.
What about United? Where do you think they're going to finish?
I'm not going to change my prediction from second. There's no you for me. You can't change after six games. It's not enough, or seven games, whatever it is now. You can't change your prediction. It's not long enough to change. There's 38 games in a season, mate. Yeah. It's not even like a
32 left
fifth or whatever.
And you reckon you get second with Liverpool, mate, and Man City
honestly,
so you reckon you'll beat Liverpool?
I'm not changing my predictions now. But talking about predictions, let's finish off the podcast like we always do with the OG Boys quick predictions with our host, Michael.
Hello. So, Aston Villa, Brighton at Aston Villa.
2-1 Brighton.
3-1 Brighton. Man United, Crystal Palace at Old Trafford.
4-0 Man United.
Yeah, 3-0 Man United. Newcastle, Burnley.
3-1 Newcastle.
I'm going to go 4-0. Wolves, Man City.
2-0. 2-1 City.
You know what? I'll go 3-1 City. Bournemouth, Arsenal.
2-2.
I'll go 2-0 Arsenal. West Ham, Sheffield United. Sheffield United after that disgusting defeat.
Oh, my God.
Defeat.
That's the worst game I've ever heard. 1-1.
I'll go 1-1, actually. Everton versus Luton is also a next game. That's horrible.
3-0 Everton.
That's horrible.
3-0
Everton. Again. Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, no, like 1-0 Everton.
It's not very quick. What's the last one?
It's all right. Tottenham, Liverpool.
Tottenham, Liverpool. 3-1 Liverpool.
I was going to say that. 3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah.
Notts Forest, Brentford.
Oh, does anyone care about that game? 1-1.
I'll go 2-2. And Fulham, Chelsea.
2-0 Fulham.
2-1 Fulham. We might get a goal.
3-1 Fulham. No, 3-0 Fulham. I've changed my mind.
3-0 Fulham.
Yep.
Right, 2-1 Fulham. We're losing again.
And to finish off this podcast, right, how are you? Because it's been tough, and it's going to get tougher this weekend. Talk down the camera and tell them what life is like to be a Chelsea fan.
Life is great if you just take away the joy of watching football. No, it's hard. Guys, it's really hard. And all those Chelsea fans out there, I know how you feel. Just think, next season it's going to be different. I know we said that last season, but next season will be different, okay? I promise.
I've got a solution for you.
What?
Rather than just stop watching Chelsea.
Stop watching
just,
football?
Just as a Chelsea fan, to be happy, just don't watch Chelsea.
He's right, to be honest. He's right. But yeah, just maybe support another team. Apparently that's what Chelsea fans do.